Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. I want to first talk about Nelly, not the one with the Band-Aid. Not Nelly Furtado, Like a Bird.
Okay.
I want to talk about Nelly
like
from Little House on the Prairie in a wheelchair flying down a mountain.
Oh, baby.
That's all I want to talk about. Baby. Do you have 45 minutes to talk about it?
I have 45 days to talk about
it. Between you, Amy Sedaris, like Devin Green, someone's always sharing it. And every time it comes up, I'm like, thank God.
It's never not good.
It's never not good.
It's always time for a cocktail. Yeah. It's always time for that video.
Yeah.
I love that video. I love
the screaming.
It's like a...
it must be a dream sequence or something within the show because I don't think they would let kids do something so violent.
No. That was a documentary. produced by the BBC about life in rural Kansas.
Did you ever see Little House on the Prairie?
I have never... I always get confused because I always think, oh, that guy, the dad died of AIDS. But that was, of course, the Brady Bunch.
No, but the dad in Little... I mean, the dad in the Brady Bunch is cute.
Yeah. Oh, but the dad in the Little House?
Little House is gorgeous.
He's a two-fist.
Gorgeous, devours cute.
Exactly. A two-hander.
He was so handsome.
Oh, stunning. Thick, glossy brown hair, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, beautiful.
And run your fingers through it.
And, oh, I'm not going to lie. When the daughter goes blind and opens a school for the blind with her blind boyfriend. Because there's a lot of illnesses and stuff like...
On the prairie.
Yeah, she has vision and then loses her vision and then opens a school for the blind
like
and she
Beethoven.
Overcomes. It's really sweet.
What about, what would you do if you lost your
hearing?
Yeah.
You know, I've thought about this a lot because, I'm so sorry. For example, I wouldn't have answered that. I would have been more present. That would have been nice. Let's take a break now.
I'm going to push you up.
Push me down in the wheelchair, please. If you ever push me down a hill in a wheelchair,
I want the
wicker one that they have. Because it's like the prairie one.
Yes. Remember Nightmare on Elm Street 3? Remember the one with all the spikes?
Yeah.
That was really crazy. That would be my wheelchair.
Sure.
That would be my wheelchair. That was really... That's
a lot, Robin. Honestly, Robin, if you're not going to come to some kind of resolution here, you can leave with half your color on. I was just thinking about that yesterday. Robin. That was a lot, Robin. Wild.
Oh my God. That's like
Sharon. Her name's Sharon. I follow her on TikTok, the real stylist.
That comes directly after the wheelchair flies up down the hill. Wow, Robin, that was
Well, you know what I mean, girl? You know what I fucking can't take right now? I hit you so hard. I'm so hard.
No, hit me.
Hit him, Lynn. I can't fucking take it. Are you watching these? Do you get in this algorithm of hairstylists doing their consultations on camera? Miss Honey Faggot. Let me tell you something,
Miss
bitch.
Miss Nelly
Honey Faggot. Sit down in your wickered descending strap wheelchair and start screaming.
Oh my God. Wait. So walk me through it.
So like there's a TikTok camera here, a phone, I believe they're called. TikTok cameras?
Yeah, yeah. Phones. AKA a phone.
Yes.
And it's always someone seated.
We gotta get YouTube down here to film this.
So that.
And it's always someone seated. By the way, you haven't said anything about my light seafoam green fishnets.
Okay. Pluck my eyes out because color me colorblind.
Yeah, look at the top.
Seafoam.
That's your man. Look at the screen. That's mine.
Wait, are you fucking with me?
No, look at the camera. They are a little blue. Do you see it? Color coordination.
Yes.
It's called yes and.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Start over?
No.
You do that. You're so brave with that gloss.
I just tried this lipstick on today.
The bravery and courage.
I'm always trying new stuff, and this is a little glossy for me.
Yeah,
but I thought
because the hair's not swinging.
Right, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I just thought on camera it would make my lips look like wet pussy lips,
south mouth
that everyone would want to fuck.
Let's go back to the leg.
Yeah,
your leg. W Y O.
And if you're a fan of this
R-E,
one, guess what?
You got
double your pleasure.
Why have one when you can have two twice the price?
Although I read on a chronic pain Reddit that you're not supposed to cross your legs ever.
Oh my God, you're absolutely fucking
so
right.
So I think
you
are women should be manspreading. This used to be sexy. Ladies on the subway.
Yeah.
All my ladies pop. Yeah, this is what we should be doing.
Okay, listen, I'll say it. I've said it 365,000 times. We don't squat enough in the West. It's true. It's true. Squatting is awesome.
Stretching is important.
We're not supposed to do this. Why do you think, let me tell you something I've never told you before. So I've had hip problems.
I can't believe you're opening up like
this. I know. It required the vulnerability and the bravery to for me to say something that I've never said before is pretty impressive. But this is a huge antagonist.
Huge antagonist.
Huge.
It is.
Big mistake.
And
huge.
What's tough about it is nobody said that a decade of splits with no stretching.
No, that's
and
not
hard
the problem.
Drug use
no, that
would lead to.
But see, that wasn't the problem at all.
Osteoarthritis.
No, it was just the crossing. None of the other stuff. None of those other things you mentioned, which ordinarily would be a major factor.
But in a way, it was the crossing.
The crossing
the cross-dressing.
Over.
The crossing.
The cross-dressing
From now on, it is crossing over with Melissa Edwards. That is what drag is.
Yes.
Crossing over with Melissa Edwards.
She's a full crossy. Well, Crossy Easter, the original cross-dresser.
Who's Crossy Easter?
Jesus.
She did have long hair.
She was bundled.
Quick weave.
She bundled. She was gowns. Mm. Gowns. Entourage.
They say robes. I say gowns, caftan.
Thank you. So wait, have you been watching Curb?
Oh, like outside? Like standing on the sidewalk and just looking at the side of the road?
Hours a day.
Hours a day. Because when I'm out there on the corner... sucking cock. What else am I supposed to watch? And when I have that big cock in my mouth, that big hateful, uncut, nasty, linty thing, I look out the corner of my eyes at the curb
thing.
And I go,
that big old bean eating.
No, but I have a crush on Curb. I want to become a Curb person.
Are we talking about the same thing? Curb
Enthusiasm. Yeah, I've only seen a couple episodes in my life.
Oh my God. I mean, you got to get into this gig. The Susie Green in the show has that. She's got a thing about calf. She makes a caftan. She has a caftan business, and it's a pun that I don't understand what it is. But now that you're not on board, this can't really go anywhere.
Well, can I go back to the hair consultations?
Yeah.
So they film people, and they go, "Hi, my pronouns are she, her, whatever," and they make the person in the chair say it, which is lovely, fine, great, love it.
Well, my
love
day.
It. Yeah. And you know what? If you have your conservative clients, your liberal clients are like, "It's actually they, him. Thank you."
Yeah.
Your conservative client will go, "My pronouns are kiss my ass." And that's fun and everyone wins.
Yes. And nobody doesn't like that.
Everyone loves
it. Yeah.
It's so fun. It's classic. It's original. It's always right on time.
Yeah. And it doesn't ruffle any feathers ever.
No. Love it. But I also love, there's a new.
Sound?
Not faggot, but there's a new word.
Nelly?
That's no, old. Can you look up the new gender word?
Wait, are you joking?
No. There is it's called like FAFSA, but I know that's student loans. But it's something like that.
Emulgigender?
When I was
FAFSA off the screen, I'm not doing that.
Honey, when I was applying for student loans, That process of a FAFSA, I really was 17 going, do I really want to go to college?
100 It is
do
like
I really want to go.
It's absolutely what do you call that? A gatekeeping
100%. Yeah. And I remember filling out that FAFSA thinking, if college is anything like this, the way I am dropping out. Yeah. I think the FAFSA was harder than college.
100% Well, I mean, I'll never forget a therapist. I had his therapist years ago who's like, the hardest thing about getting into Harvard was getting into Harvard. Well, no, sorry. The hardest thing about Harvard was getting into Harvard. It's like so prohibitive. FAFSA is a labyrinthine maze of bureaucratic nonsense.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
So when they do the consultation, they go, can I touch you? Which I get it. But how are we going to cut and color hair without touching people? Are we doing telekinesis? Like,
can I
touch you? What if the person goes, oh, there's touching involved in this?
They're like,
absolutely not.
I thought you were going to whisper from about 6 meters distance and then my hair was going to turn. Yeah.
I know it's a formality, but it's those moments where I'm full. I'm like, am I red state?
Yeah.
I'm like, can I touch you?
Yeah. Can I touch you there? Michael Bolton. Do you know that one?
Can I touch you there? No. Is that a song?
Michael Bolton.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Would you fuck Michael Bolton?
Yeah. The voice.
Long hair, short hair. Which do you prefer?
Short.
Short. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was because it was always hard. You know, people have been sharing the perennial share of me versus Brian Eno in the 70s is going around.
Yeah.
And he had a very receding hairline with a long, long, long shag.
Sure.
And we look exactly the same.
You do.
Yeah. So I'm tempted to glue a few tracks in on the bottom around, like, what you call it, Mr. Burns.
Sure.
Except long, 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 and just really let the kids have it, play a keyboard.
Well, I don't know if you followed your presence online for the last 10 years. There's not a shortage of photos of you out of makeup with a wig on. There's more pictures of you with no makeup on with a wig on than there is in drag.
Damn. But I'm still going to get those tracks. Will you do it? May I ask you?
Hot glue the tracks to your head? Absolutely.
We got to get a TikTok camera though, and then I'm going
to
ask if you can.
We have to reveal it like Love is Blind though. Like a door slides open and I don't know who reacts to you. God? Anyone?
The guy from Little House.
Okay, either he's not with us anymore or he's the oldest living person at this point, because that was like 40 years ago now, right?
Yeah, he's always with us. Is he
in
the
room? I loved that show.
I've never seen, I gotta go back. I mean, there's so many. I gotta go back. That's that and the Brady Bunch I have to revisit.
Nothing touches the Brady Bunch.
I know. I'm sure.
You know, I never got why I loved it, and this is dark, and I'm sure this is why a lot of people loved it. I was watching it and David was like, why do you like this show? And I said, I honestly think it was such a funhouse reverse of my family
absolutely.
Life that it was
yeah, of course, yeah,
it was flawless.
Yeah,
I mean, family problems that could be solved in 30 minutes.
Same thing with, I mean, you know, the Cosby Show,
right?
You know,
well, yeah,
I loved the Cosby Show. I used to watch it every day after school.
Well, some of those problems took a lot longer to solve ultimately.
Also, dude, I mean, the revelation that was pretty shocking.
Let's take it. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. What is the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? I think about this a lot because there's this witching hour between like dinner and bedtime that I feel like I'm always like, oh, I have so many hours of the evening left. And then I blink and it's over. And I always go to bed thinking what I should have done. Or when I sleep in, I'm always like, God, I should have got up early and did something, you know? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but the truth is, if you had it, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that extra thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can make more of it. I cannot tell you how important that is. Sometimes the balancing act, when you're up close in 3D and it's in your brain, it is so impossible to like visualize your life as some kind of like Jenga puzzle that you've built. And when you sit down with somebody at BetterHelp and you're engaging in talk therapy, suddenly all the pieces seem movable. Different ways through things seem visible. And it's like, wow, I can't tell you how much talking about things makes you realize you have a lot of solutions that you're capable of the whole time. I know for me, therapy helps me make the balancing act of work and life actually not an act and like rubber to the road. It introduces things like accountability and like making conscious changes in my life instead of just complaining how things stay the same. If you're starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, it's suited to your schedule. I love to talk to my BetterHelp therapist outside on my iPad in the morning when I'm having my tea. I love going outside and talking with my headphones in and feeling kind of like private. I like that. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch at any time for no additional charge. One of my first therapists at BetterHelp, the first person I tried, we just didn't have schedule compatibility. And it was so nice to be able to switch just even based on that. Because the time change, I was like, I can't do therapy at 7 a.m. That gives me a reason for therapy. You know what I mean? Make time for what makes you happy at BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bald today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bald.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Do you use the internet to perform e-commerce transactions or send electronic mail to an admirer with whom you're totally smitten? What about that website you've wanted to launch for years where you have a chat room talking about 1993's seminal Sylvester Stallone Wesley Snipes film Demolition Man? Look, if you want to talk about all the Taco Bell product placement in that movie at length with your fellow demolition heads, you need Squarespace. What is Squarespace? Squarespace is a platform that literally allows anyone to create a beautiful, professional website with ease. As someone who has exactly 57 websites about the origin of the fork, I owe Squarespace a debt of gratitude as I'm now the preeminent fork historian at several Ivy League colleges. As a busy fork lecturer with barely enough time to turn on my laptop, I can safely say that anyone who needs a website can use Squarespace to create a custom website. It's truly that easy. Squarespace has an unparalleled portfolio of product features for whatever website you're looking to launch. And after you've launched, if you need help with marketing, Squarespace has a feature that helps drive sales and engage your audience with creative email campaigns. My utensil-themed newsletter has exploded because of Squarespace's marketing features. Squarespace makes it easy to sell and manage your business online, covering everything from your store to payouts and payments in one platform. With Squarespace Payments, you can accept Klarna, giving customers even more ways to pay. Buy now, pay later options like Klarna give customers more flexibility and increased conversion. Squarespace Payments is available for all new Squarespace customers in the U.S. Set up Squarespace Payments in minutes and start accepting payments from customers right away. Until June 30th, Klarna is available at 2.99% plus 30 cents with Squarespace Payments. After that, it will be 4.5% plus 30 cents. And if that's not enough, I got one more for you. Online courses. That's right. Squarespace has all of the tools you need to create and sell your very own course and even set it up to be a one-time payment and/or subscription. Those are just three features Squarespace offers. There are so many more. So go ahead and check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bald to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/bald to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I have something to share with you that I just think is crazy. I just have something crazy to
Shangela
share.
Merkel.
I need you to hear this. Okay. This drag, you know, I think in the wake of a mandatory meeting, I think it's going to usher in a new and exciting age of ridiculous drag names.
Okay.
Right? Not Anita Bump. Not corny.
No Anitas.
Not Anita.
No, my
Anita Wiglet. Anita Bump. Anita Cocktail. We're not doing that.
I know Anita. She's a lovely person, but
I need a career change.
Thank you. I need a new name.
But I need you to hear this one because I can't fucking take it. Okay? I need you to hear it and take it inside you.
Okay. Is that a TikTok phone or a regular phone?
This is a TikTok camera.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I called a phone a TikTok camera.
Well, you've graduated.
So you need to hear this.
You completed your FAFSA.
I'm Tara Dickoff. This is...
Like,
I'm in the wheelchair.
Tara Dickoff.
Tara Dickoff?
Can you make that a ringtone? Is that still a thing?
Is that Tara Dickoff?
Hi, I'm Tara Dickoff, and this is the BBC World Service.
Tara Dickoff. At first, it offended me.
And now you love it.
At first, I was like Kris Jenner with that laptop, like, and just closing the laptop.
I'm Kris Jenner with the gun.
And then it kind of marinated. Like, an hour later, I was like,
I mean, I
Tara
want.
Tara Dickoff.
Say it again.
Say it again, girl. Tara Dickoff.
I'm Tara Dickoff.
I just love that my brain fills in the rest with I'm Tara Dickoff, and this is
the 60 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm live on the scene with that's funny.
Tara Dickoff.
Well, there was a Katya Kockoff.
Oh.
Or there is. She's still with us.
Well, that's a little more surgical.
Yeah.
There's a blade involved.
Yeah.
Tearing a dick off, like grabbing it and pulling it off.
Well, it's like, oh God, it's like in that.
And leaving the balls.
Oh yeah. Well, no, the, who was telling me about it? I guess in the human, was it the Human Centipede? It was something, one of those horrible movies that my friend Gage worked on. They had to do a whole one take with the balls and the dick and just literally, yeah, it was really gross. Really gross. I think they were through the legs from the back. And then,
are they prosthetics?
Yeah. It was like really gross, but it was like fierce how they did it.
I'm like, by the way, why did I ask, was it prosthetics? You're like, no, they were real.
It was real. It was a little house documentary. Yeah. That's what put them in the wheelchair.
What do you think about the kink people who are into eating people? Not cannibalism.
Oh.
But like swallowing someone whole. That's like a kink people have, is that they have a big pregnant belly with a person in there.
Oh, that's funky. That's funky.
Funky and wild.
Yeah, that's funky. Well, because it's not real, right? I mean, it's like, that's pure fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's like...
Because you're not going to be able to swallow a person whole. So
no,
it's really a victimless crime.
It's a victim. It's just flights of fancy. I mean, think about it this way. They make little baby dolls that go to the bathroom. Yeah. That to me is more... That's jail. That to me is more, it's not jail. I think that's to me is more shocking than the fantasy of consuming somebody whole. Are they chewing them up?
Or no, they're whole. They're like whole in there, like being carried like a baby.
Oh, I love that. Because then it's like the guy who was in the whale stomach for like, you know, an hour or something.
Oh,
Tear a dick off.
No, the guy in the whale. It was Brendan Fraser.
Oh my God.
That's how he got the job on the whale. He was in a whale. And they were like, are you going to do some acting? And he said, as soon as I fucking get out of this whale, because it was an invisible whale. Do you know how much of the ocean is unexplored?
Mama, don't get me started about Miss Ocean, like, Miss Danny Ocean.
So many leagues. I think leagues is the terminology.
Absolutely.
There are species we don't know about.
And
giant
should never.
Squids that
and
we don't know. Never. We have no business down there.
Bioluminescence.
We have no business down there.
We got no business. Bioluminescence. Of course, just talk about that. Just Googling and like fright gooning at the Drake Passage videos on YouTube again.
Girl.
It's, I just, why? Why?
We have no business.
No business. And of course, I'm Googling, you know, get on the rabbit hole of natural disasters. Can't stay away from the 2004 tsunami. Can't stay away from it.
What's compelling about it to you?
What's compelling is that it's just so easy. I mean, I can just put myself in that situation so clearly, so quickly, so easily, because you're like, you're browning your tanned, gross white body
You don't see a huge wave coming?
No.
It comes out of nowhere.
It comes out of nowhere. It's like, oh, okay. Like the waves are going just so, and then all of a sudden there's a slightly bigger wave. And then the tide is getting pulled out remarkably, further. And then before you know it, the water just fucking rushes.
What?
And 220,000 people died.
Do you know what it was?
What? It was Tara Dickoff jumping into the...
No, like, not to be dumb about science, how does a tsunami manifest some... Okay.
Earthquake.
Because how does a wave like that come out of nowhere?
Yeah, so an earthquake, I think, happened off of the coast of... I don't know, because there's a plate... Or what do you call that? There's a fault line around the Pacific or something. I don't forget. But anyway, I was like, there was a big, big earthquake. And then it was, oh my God, that is just terrifying. Terrifying.
The terrifier.
That's the terrifier.
Yeah.
Did you see the Naomi Watts movie? It's terrifying.
You know, I'm assuming, not to be ignorant, I'm assuming no matter how great of a swimmer, that's out the window at that point.
Well, yeah, because what's
going on? No amount of swimming is helping you.
Not necessarily, because, I mean, certainly it would help, but when you're in the water, you know what's in the water? Cars, broken glass, debris.
Sharks?
I think, honestly, sharks are probably the least of your worries.
It's more likely you will get, like, I don't know, washed into a building and stuck in there as it fills up.
Exactly. Or you will be, or a car will hit you underwater.
God.
And break your legs off. Crazy.
We do live pretty close to the ocean.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm constantly reminded that we're due for the big one.
Like just in terms of the timing?
It would have to be big though, because I have slept through every single earthquake since I moved here 8 years ago.
I know. The only ones that I felt are the ones I feel like, oh, the guy upstairs is like, just fell over, like fell off the bed or something.
Exactly.
And I learned it was an earthquake. But like the one in the Northridge one in whatever, 19 something, like that was so big. And that's like, we're due.
If you were going to die in a natural disaster, what do you realistically think? Because, you know, remember, I survived a tornado.
Which is truly, truly terrifying. Truly terrifying.
Yes, but I lived. And what do you think it would be? I guess because we live in LA, an earthquake.
Yeah.
Is a plane going down a natural disaster?
I mean, planes never go down. Yeah, it's like.
They really do in the small planes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The like JFK Jr.
And the more famous you and I get.
My God, girl.
It's more likely you die in the car on the way to the airport.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People should be more appropriate. Like, I'm always tickled. I know I've said it a million times, but I'm always like perplexed when people are like, I'm so afraid of flying. It's like, you should be afraid of taking the Uber to the airport or wherever.
Yeah.
That should terrify you.
Although the traffic in LA is so bad, we're not going fast enough to get injured. Oh, I couldn't even get whiplash on the way to the airport.
Oh, sure. But I mean like that, the 101, I was on the 101 yesterday. Mad Max Fury Road.
Honey.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Baby.
Mad Max Furiosa. And I look
the way
over
they
Charlize
drive,
Theron.
I just go, I see them driving and I go, pills.
Oh.
That's pills.
Drunk.
That's snorting pills.
Drunk. Fully drunk.
11 a.m.
Any time of the day.
Any time
of the day. And it's like, so you would try to avoid rush hour and you're like, okay, I'm going to avoid rush hour. In a way, it's like you're almost safer in rush hour because you can't go that fast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But like, oh, it's absolutely Mad Max Furiosa. It's it's the Terrifier.
Do you like Rush Hour the movie?
With Jackie Chan?
Yeah, and Chris Tucker.
Is Chris Tucker...
I wish, because Miss Ruby from Fifth Element, she eats.
Oh, she's ultra, ultra, ultra gay.
Who would play... Todrick could play her.
I was going to say, absolutely.
Todrick could play her.
She's very tiny.
Do you know that guy Nick who does Kleptora, the Dora the Explorer who steals?
No, Kleptora, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's fierce. You know, Jean-Paul Gaultier designed all those costumes in the Fifth Element.
That animal print and the version of it that's all red roses.
Oh, so good.
Ah,
so cunty. And then Plava Laguna.
Girl.
She eats.
And obviously Mila Jovovich, the white.
I know.
Bandage outfit.
Imagine though, like that would be so stressful, like as an actress to like, she's in that pretty much the whole movie.
And Bruce Willis is hot in that movie. That little blonde hair. Hot.
Jerkin. Absolutely.
Hot.
Sexy. And Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Gary Oldman
the
is
makeup
the,
in that movie.
Is cunty. It's cunty.
Those big monsters with the amazing, yeah, obviously cunty. The Diva Laguna, that makeup's amazing.
Yeah.
That movie, it's just amazing. The scope of it, the music.
Luc Besson.
It gives.
It's so good. Did you see Lucy? He did that Lucy one, the weird like Scarlett Johansson as a drug mule and it explodes in her body.
No.
Oh, it's so crazy. I mean, it's stupid.
What? Did you watch The Island?
I don't think so.
With Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. And they live in a colony that they're being told that they're like the last survivors, whatever. And then they escape and find out it's the future, and celebrities have paid for versions of the self to exist for organs to harvest.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Damn.
If you had the money, would you clone yourself to have organs for harvesting?
Like Barbara Streisand?
Well, she has a mall in her basement, which I think is a better use of the money.
She cloned her dog, I think. I think she cloned her dog. Yeah, yeah. She cloned her dog.
She cloned my dog. My dog woke up and I said, hello, gorgeous.
So when are you gonna just become a Barbara Streisand impersonator? That's what everybody wants to know.
I'll hold up her right, pressure's by. No, that's so bad.
I was like, what is that? What is that, girl?
Hello, I'm Barbara Streisand.
Hello, I'm Barbara Streisand.
What is that? That's pretty good.
Barbara Streisand.
I think of the nails.
You're gonna do the nails.
Barbara Streisand.
I'm just gonna come in here and sing a song, you know what I mean?
I love the nailography. Also, a crippling stage fright. Crippling.
That makes
absolutely
sense, because
every time
she goes on stage, she hits the...
Well, that was her in the wheelchair.
And she hits the ground and her nails just twitching.
I think she's really, you know, it's funny, like how everybody in LA's had a nose job or anywhere, you know, not her.
No. You know, David was watching the other day. What was he watching? Funny Girl.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're in bed. He's going to sleep. He's going to sleep. Don't Rain on My Parade starts. And I swear to God, he woke up out of a dead sleep and watched it and went back to sleep.
Gay.
That's gay.
Gay. Are you familiar with her oeuvre?
Yeah. I mean, of course I've seen Hello Dolly.
Okay.
You know, and that's about it. Meet the Fockers.
Oh, that's right. She plays the mom of Ben Stiller, right?
Yes.
Like they're like hippy dippy, right?
Yes. Hippy dippy. She's like a healer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a sex therapist.
Love.
With no boundaries.
Love. I gotta see that one. I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
But I'm watching her in, we're watching her in Funny Girl.
Okay.
And I hope Barbara's not listening to this. I feel like the discourse is always that she's not good looking. I'm watching this going,
she's gorgeous.
What are you talking about?
No, yeah.
I mean, she is so beautiful.
But like, it's like Liza. She's not like a sex pot, right? But they're gorgeous and they're super, super talented. I think that's like the main thing.
The voice is crazy.
Yeah, it's mega, mega what?
Her hair in that movie?
In which one? Funny
her
Girl?
Hair and Funny Girl.
What is that?
Her makeup. It's like this 60s the gorgeous, Loren.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Cunty.
Her skin. Yeah, all of beautiful. It. I'm like, she looks fucking great. She sounds great.
She's like, oh, legend. If you had to be one of those classic divas who's still alive, like who would you transform into?
But at their age or at their?
At any age. Any age at all. Oh. I'd be Monica Bellucci.
Who's that?
She's a Italian actress. She was in Bram Stoker's Dracula, which I just watched last night as one of the brides. She's like probably the most beautiful woman in the entire world.
Wow.
The most. Oh my God.
You wouldn't go for Dracula 2000?
Dracula 2000?
Remember that movie?
No.
Dracula 2000.
No. Dracula 2000? What was
it's
that?
It's a Dracula movie from the year 2000.
What happens in that?
Dracula is alive in the year 2000. I thought it was implied. You're like, what happens in that? I'm like, well, a young woman gets a job at a law firm and she sues PG&E. Yeah,
she pulls her boobs up in a tiny little bra.
Hey, so like today's episode is sponsored by like Liquid Death. And something that I like about Liquid Death is that compared to normal death, it's like more liquid. I mean, I'm backstage because I have late nights as a roadie. I forgot to tell you, I'm a roadie. And, you know, loading, unloading, reloading, other types of loading, it's really aggressive on my system. And I have a lot of long nights where I get really dehydrated. And Liquid Death is great because it's a great way for my system to get replenished. Because I'm working with a lot of bands. Sometimes it's like Alice in Chains. Sometimes it's like Jimmy Eat World. And sometimes it's Europop sensation Aqua. Their loading's a little lighter because it's not so many instruments. But you guys know what I mean. Why do they call it Liquid Death? Well, that's a great question. They call it Liquid Death because it'll brutally murder your thirst, bro. Liquid Death also donates a portion of profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. And you know, I like to kill a lot of things, such as microwaves, because I think they kill food. And I'd like to kill every car on the road and just have public transportation because it's better for the environment. But when it comes to thirst, that's one thing I'm okay with killing. Crack open that can on the air and take a chug. Oh, don't mind if I do. Sound effect. This one's Sever Lime, which is really great because it reminds me of a past relationship I had with my girlfriend, Polly. She and I kind of severed things because she fell in love with my other roadie friend, Brent, while we were on the road. And I like really didn't appreciate that because I'm like, Diva, if you're going to cheat on me, why would you cheat on me with somebody who's also gone? Again, Polly, you suck if you're listening to this. And I love to drink it out in public because people come up to you and say, hey, aren't you a roadie? And I go, yeah. And they go, are you drinking beer on the job? Couldn't you like get tipsy and slam your digits in a semi truck, bro? And I go, no, them just staying hydrated because it's just water. Liquid Death looks like an alcoholic drink, but let's just say if I was having alcoholic drinks every day on the job, I wouldn't last very long as a roadie. And it's a big part of my identity. You can get free shipping of Liquid Death's Mountain Water, flavored sparkling and iced tea 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, or Instacart. Go to liquiddeath.com/ball to check out all their healthy, infinitely recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer. That's liquiddeath.com/bald. liquiddeath.com/bald. And don't forget, music is life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Do you have Verizon?
I think so, yeah.
You ever been to a Verizon premium retailer?
No, I don't think
so. Because
there's
Verizon, yeah. Which is, hi, it's Verizon.
Yeah.
It's Verizon. This is a real Verizon.
Yeah.
Verizon premium retailer. Run by Jesse Pinkman of Breaking Bad.
What do you mean?
Crooks.
Crooks. Oh, they're
crooks.
They
uneducated crooks.
They gag you? They grift you? What happened?
I went there to get my phone turned on because I had Apple Care.
Yeah.
So, and my phone broke and I had to go get the replacement turned on. $50.
That's not that much money.
To get it turned on.
But
I already pay how much for phone service? $80 a month? $100
a month?
Oh my
God, I know. That's
so
it.
Now I'm paying to have the service.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Am I a Nikki fan?
No.
T-Mobile will open my legs and eat my pussy.
On the curb.
On the curb.
While pushing you down.
On the curb. Verizon. And I kind of feel like after all these years, like I've
where's
been with
the,
Verizon like 10 years.
Where's the loyalty bonus? Where's like the appreciation?
And they said to me, and I had so much trust.
Yeah.
And they said to me, well, how much do you pay for? They said, let me ask you, how much do you pay for your internet? And I said, here we go. You know what? I'm a saleswoman myself. I like to see what you got. You know,
oh my God.
Because as good as I am at selling things, I am ironclad. When it comes to entering me, I got sutures.
Oh my
pussy stitched shut. All right. Like, so I'd love to see you try, honey. She goes, what are you paying for your internet? And I go, all right. I'm in a kind of good mood. My new arthritis medicine's working. So now I'm open to conversation.
Yeah.
I've turned back into a nice person.
Yeah.
And she goes, I go, oh yeah, it's like, God, a Spectrum internet is, I'm not kidding. I don't want to put Spectrum on blast. My Spectrum's like at least $100 a month.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Spectrum's fucking crazy.
It's all of it is awful.
Spectrum's fucking crazy. God forbid you have a problem
cable?
With it.
Do you have cable? Like, what do you get?
No.
Nothing. Just nothing. Internet.
Just internet. I think it's
that's
like
the robbery of it. That's the robbery. Like it's, I don't understand any of that crap.
I think it's like 120.
Oh, God.
Crazy.
Grifters.
And because we do content creation. I try to pay for the best internet so I can, you know, send large files, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, great. And by the end of it, I'm checking out. I'm getting my little phone case, my clear phone case, because even though this is the titanium iPhone 15, you can still smash it apparently.
Love.
I got camera covers to protect the cameras.
Okay.
And they put a privacy screen thing on there. So now I can look at hardcore porn on the phone.
On the plane or on the subway. Yeah,
I can use
my
TikTok camera to look at dicks.
I love
it. So, by the way, on a plane, I feel like if you look at my camera, you see what you see.
You're peeping. Yeah, absolutely. You're
I don't
peeping.
Like that I looked in your windows and saw you naked in
and
the bathtub.
Saw, like you showing hole. Yeah,
right.
Fierce.
And she goes, okay, well, let me ask you. And I tell her how much. And she goes, all right, I got you. This is what I got you on. I got you. It's going to save you this much a month. I said, great. She said, and you're going to have all these channels and you're going to have a second phone line.
A second, you
and
want a second phone?
I'll get send you home with the router today so you can get it all hooked up. And I said,
and?
But she went from how much do you pay for internet
to like
all of that. And I said, you have skipped some steps in the salesmanship, Mary.
Yeah, Griftina.
You got to at least ask me if I want a cup of coffee.
You got to take me out to dinner first.
Something.
Fuck.
And by the end, I said, oh.
Did you just pull the plug right then and there or no?
Yeah, she goes, well, you have an outdated plan. So if I give you this, if I put you on this plan with cable, it's actually less.
Okay.
And I said, well, is there a plan with no cable that's less?
Yeah.
Because I would like that, Miss Honey.
What'd she say?
Because I'm with David Silver.
Yeah.
We have every TV service there is.
Okay. Oh, right. Right, right. You got like ESPN 16.
We have golf in Japan from space. We have all of it.
Okay.
So I was like, and she was, so I felt bad striking down the hand of a strong career woman, but I said, I just don't want, I just don't want more cable.
Yeah.
So.
What'd you do? Did
she said, what TV shows do you watch? I said, nothing. I don't really watch TV. I don't. And so I said, like, sometimes on YouTube, I watch back episodes of Trading Spouses. Do you have something for that?
Damn. They can't get you.
They can't get me.
They can't get you. You can't, Ungettable.
You can't game a gamer. You can't play a player.
You can't, my God. Miss Easter Basket.
Miss Easter Basket.
Yeah. Is Easter your favorite holiday? What is your favorite holiday? I mean, Christmas, obviously.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Nothing beats Christmas.
I know.
The rebirth of Jesus? I like when he dies. Wait, Christmas is his birthday.
Christmas is his, well, I mean, it's—
When does he die?
He doesn't, no, he dies around, he dies on Good Friday. Right?
What's so good about it?
Well, because it's like, it becomes good retroactively.
He's only dead 3 days?
Yeah.
What's so fucking impressive about that?
Well, it's 3 days.
It's not like he was bones in the mummy.
Well, I mean, but he was definitely, they went in on Saturday with the defibrillators, of course. They went on Sunday with the what do you call that? The Pulp Fiction adrenaline needle. That didn't work. And then they just let him be on Monday and then, Saturday, Sunday.
Did he crawl out of a grave? I'm not being funny.
No, he, out of a cave. There was a big stone. You know, it was pretty fierce. It's pretty fierce. Yeah. It's pretty fierce. It's like a tomb. It was pretty fierce. You don't know
I don't think he was dead. You know, I think it was
I don't think. Yeah.
That's what it was.
A baker, yes, goodness baker.
In that, in the Romeo and Michelle, Romeo and Juliet, they take the potion to seem dead. Yeah. You don't think Jesus could play dead?
I think Jesus was the ultimate. He was doing community theater.
Right.
Community theater.
Jesus Christ. He was doing Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't even think he really existed. But that's just me. I think he was like, they just made up a whole thingy.
I think he was a queer POC, a sapphic NB.
Well, he actually was a
Verizon Premium retailer.
He was a model for one of those TikTok haircut videos.
He died, he went and sat in a chair and some girl was like, can I touch your hair?
And he's like, well, have you, And he said, have you?
She's like, so you're back to life. And we want to see the new you. What about some front foils here? But we're going to maintain the integrity of the hair. Now I have to ask Jesus, is there box dye in the hair or was it professionally done?
Thank you. These are the questions that true Christians are not even willing to ask.
But what's a true Christian?
A true Christian is someone who can be wheeled down a hill in a wheelchair and then get hit by a tsunami and still not die.
I think if you're a real Christian, you should be able to pick the real Santa out of a lineup of mall Santas.
Oh my God. Have you read, do you get into Santa porn?
Let's take a break. Santa porn?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a genre, like holiday porn.
He like comes down the chimney and you catch him and he's like,
no, usually, I'm gonna fuck you now. Usually it's mall Santa. It's mall Santa, like a group of 18-year-old boys. I meant like not little boys.
A group of 18-year-old boys celebrating a birthday.
No, like, yeah. It's not pedo, I swear to God.
Do you have a private plane that you want to fly out of the country?
Yeah. Is your last name Epstein? My God. I still, every once in a while, not every once in a while, probably like once a day, twice a day, I think of Stephen Hawking on Epstein jet. And I just can't get enough. I don't think it was true, by the way. But anyway, back to mall Santa. It's sitting on the lap. Hawking?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he was...
Like Steve Jobs rich?
Not... I mean, he had to have been very wealthy. I mean, he must have been.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how that chair was very expensive. Well, I mean, it is. It's not like...
I meant like, I know he was super smart, but did he like invent something or was he like a CEO of something? I actually don't know what this person was doing.
I don't know. I don't think there's any way to figure it out either.
20 million.
Yeah, see?
Girl, 20 million?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to an island. If he rolled in here, I said...
Well, apparently somebody, there was a, so yesterday somebody that we both know said, told a story about
a notorious figure in the press getting a BJ at the Cannes Film Festival. And he described it as the girl, the young model that was going to town. Going to town, like crazy, right. Going to town.
Which is different than Little House on the Prairie, because then going to town was like a full half day thing. Oh my God, it was a huge,
and all the, I mean, they don't talk enough about the jostling in the carriage, because that was like wreaked havoc on your joints.
But it was great, because when I wanted to get pregnant, I would get on top of my husband.
On the
and
way
then
to
we
get,
just ride to town, ride and no town. One has to do anything.
That's true. You're on your way to get your bag of sundries and victuals.
Yeah.
Do you like the word victual?
What is that?
I'm not really sure.
Do you believe that if you want to get pregnant, you can do like lay on the ground, legs up, that type of shit with the cum in you?
I mean, that's what If These Walls Could Talk Part 2 would have us believe, when Sharon Stone and Ellen DeGeneres played a lesbian couple who were trying to get artificially inseminated.
Right.
Like, Sharon Stone, you saw it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Sharon Stone, never forget, the wacky, like, wife. And she was on the way home from the hospital. She was in the convertible with the legs through the air. I don't think...
Did you watch If These Walls Could Talk 2?
That's where that one's from. Yeah.
The one with the older women?
Oh my God, Vanessa Redgrave. It was so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking.
If the young Leslies of today don't
know. I know. It was so heartbreaking.
Because I think they only know TikTok Leslie shit. I don't think they know about
real shit. Or Cher as an abortion doctor?
Yes.
That was... I remember she's like, all right, you're all set. And you handle that like a trooper. And they killed her. Nobody gives Cher enough flowers for her acting, by the way.
Yeah, I would say Cher in general is under-celebrated with her Oscars and Grammys.
No, but I mean like, no, but she's...
She needs to get discovered.
No, it's not that. It's just like, because she's so... Nowadays, she's so... I mean, she's so what?
She's in her 70s. She's called C-SPAN. That's her job.
I know. She'll call in like... Where are you calling?
Hey, Malibu.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm calling from Malibu.
But do you? I mean, she did so many things. Like the sheer volume of like. I mean, I was watching
the sheer
on YouTube. The sheer intensity of her work ethic was just staggering. Like, it was just like I saw a supercut of just clips from like maybe 3 years of the Sonny and Cher show, and oh my God, so many costumes.
The costumes, vaults, the hair,
vaults,
that long black hair with. Two blunt pieces on the cheek.
Cunty.
Fucking.
Cuntiliciousdiva.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah. She's the diva.
I mean, she really is. 60 Cher is something else. I mean, I love like Mackie Era Cher and all that, but like 60 Cher.
And she's, oh my God. I mean, the Witches of Eastwick Cher is always just like, oh my God.
Miss Boop.
So good.
The big curly hair.
I didn't realize they're all wearing, you know, when I was watching that younger, of course I didn't realize that those were all wigs. I just didn't know. I never knew.
It did not occur to me.
It didn't ever occur to me that anybody was ever wearing a wig.
Ever.
In every single movie, someone is wearing a wig. Most people, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
most people.
For old movies, the wig tech's not that bad because it's not HD.
No, it's flawless. It's flawless. And the wig technology has not improved since, I don't think.
Not at Netflix. Did you see the screen grab?
No, what?
You know Millie Bobby Brown, the actress?
Yeah. 11 from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's apparently like the cover art for a Netflix program. People visible are zooming lace. In and seeing like the Miss, but it's not just visible lace. It's Miss Gay America 1998 screen door plastic
wig. It's the brown screen. Yeah. The brown screen door.
And I have to say, not chicken I like wire. To watch having the best wigs on Netflix sometimes.
I know.
Not that.
It's hateful. I know. I remember watching an episode of Killing Eve.
Because you and I's wigs are not that good sometimes.
No, but like I remember watching an episode of Killing Eve where you could see a whole strip of glue with a like peeking through lace on in a character, and I was like, damn, that's hateful. Truly hateful.
Yeah.
Hateful and rotten.
I have something else to tell you.
Okay.
David Silver went to see Dune. He said, like you said, the costumes were cunty.
They were, you know, it's like, they were so amazing. Like, gag worthy.
The length didn't bother him.
No, that's what she said. Yeah, no, the length was a little lengthy. And I think I'm literally just biding my time until someone makes a super cut of all the scenes without Timmy and Zendaya. All due respect, lovely people. But just by far the least visually compelling portion of the film, the Harkonnens. I mean, the fact that we were not approached and then curb stomped to be in that movie.
You know,
it's
I will
just
say,
so hateful. It's so hateful.
I know we've talked about this before, but us being compared to Austin Butler in any way is so leagues beyond compared to.
Yes, yeah.
That's the best compliment we've ever gotten.
I mean, I was telling Vlada last night, it's like, I don't want a line in this movie. I don't want to ruin the movie.
No.
I just want to be an extra, visible for maybe 0.5 seconds.
I just want to observe.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing for you.
I would have loved it. Also, because it's like, it is a pretty impressive, like, it's just a pretty impressive production. It's just like, oh my God, it's so good.
We should start saying movies we want to be in.
Well, there's going to be a third. So I think today starts the campaign.
Absolutely. And Denis, they just announced Villeneuve. The Sims movie.
Now, what is that going to look like?
I don't know.
Are people walking like this?
But I want in.
Have we talked about the Sims
porn? I was snubbed on Barbie,
porn?
And I won't be the baby put in the corner again. Because I love the Sims.
What about the Skims movie?
I have to start wearing shapewear.
You don't wear Skims? Have you tried them?
I can't wear panties, but spoil the line.
Spoil the lines. Whoa. Now, wait, back to Dune. Mm-hmm. Lady, there's a scene where Lady Jessica drinks the water of life into, like, it's a whole, like, weird transformation, witchy process, and there's this gurgling blue moment that's like, it's like, I've never had, like, full body goosebumps, like, more in a film than I've seen three times.
When it comes to video, are you going to watch it at home too?
Oh, I'm going to. It's Goon Part 2.
Because now you'll be able to do the double feature.
So that would be too much because I think like...
It is 8 hours of film.
I mean, that's like almost 6.5 hours. It's too much. But I got to tell you, guess who's going to see a La Boda?
Are you going again?
Tomorrow. No, I haven't gone yet.
Didn't you see her in the green...
Oh, yo, yes, yeah, in Miami, absolutely.
So you're giving her another shot.
Well, she's coming to L.A.
Okay.
So this is a little bit different. Plus, she recently released a video that is so, I mean, this, I think she had a BBL or something.
Oh, okay.
But she, like, this, I mean, it's pretty cunty, literally. She has this, she's wearing this leotard that has 3 inches deep up her vagina, and she's really letting it, like, sachet Shantae glimmer on the runway. So hopefully she's bringing that energy to the concert. Otherwise, I will be killing myself.
I was going to say, I don't want you to set yourself up for disappointment because of what happened last time.
I'm going there with yellow suit, the Jim Carrey, the mask in mind. And then hopefully my expectations will be exceeded because she
really... Last time you had to go to Florida, right?
Yeah, Miami. But not even just Miami. Like, we spent a day in Miami and then we had to travel like quite a bit to a casino outside of Miami. Girl, it was rotten. Oh, it was rotten.
Well, this time at least she's coming. You know, it is disappointing.
Yeah,
it's a 40-minute ride home. Whatever.
It's very close by in Hollywood. Intimate. Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm really interested.
Huge. Yeah. Does she like you?
No, I do not believe that she cares for me.
Is it Ding Dong?
I was telling the Killingsworth folks yesterday. I was like, because our manager asked if, like, you know, do you want me to see if you can go backstage? And I was like, I don't think that's something that she'd be interested in.
Right.
Because I believe, and I could be wrong, that Ding Dong outstreamed her on Spotify for Boom Boom. But
she should be honored.
I bet
Amish Paradise has more streams than Gangster's Paradise. Like, sometimes the parody does better, and that's part of it.
I think, I don't know that this is true because it's hard to, like, the language barrier prevents a lot of, like, what's the real tea, but I've been told from sources in and around Russia and Ukraine that she's a humorless person, but.
That's tough.
I mean, she really looks like, she's giving detox though. She really has
good
lips, their lips are like half of her face. It's pretty wild.
Good for her.
Yeah, oh, she's hot. She's like, it's crazy. I got to show you this video. You'll get it.
I mean, if your life and your body is dedicated to like sexuality and pop music,
oh, she's,
go for it.
She's bringing it. She's bringing
really no substitution to going under the knife.
She's shades of Naomi Smalls, legs, lips, and that's and like hair down to her butt. It's incredible. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Naomi's everything.
Oh yeah. Yeast infection.
Naomi's, she walks in.
Mm-hmm. Attack of the 50 foot woman. Tall, tiny body. Yeah,
and I feel like she jokes that her legs are long in person. It's not a joke.
The proportions are so
out of control.
She makes you want to lay down and close your eyes and go to sleep.
She like, if she came in, she'd be like, what's up, Humpty and Stumpty? Like, what's up, Humpty, Stumpty, bitch? You like, you troll, Oompa Loompa body having ass bitch. Like, it's so hateful. Hateful.
What do girls like that, what must they think of us?
I think that they think we're potato-faced, Humpty bitches who should go kill themselves. No, I don't.
The name of the pod. I love sometimes when the name of the episode just pops out.
I mean, oh God. But I want to know, like, her center of gravity is like, it's just so crazy. It's just so wild. The physics of her body are unimaginable to me.
I mean, it really is like a Bratz doll.
Yeah. No. It's like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Because those legs are so, it's crazy. It's wild. It's wild boots.
All right. Okay. Well.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. He has Spritzen. He has sloth.
Go. Oh, I can see your eggs from here.
Oh, shit. Your country breakfast is ready.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.